Welcome to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. If you want to call in, ask any questions while we are on the air from now until the top of the hour at 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944. Excuse me. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Sorry, got choked there. Okay. Let's try it again. Sponsors and supporters for this program, A Voice of a People. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone, 740-382-8552. Logos, Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. They will be having free produce market this Saturday at the above mentioned address, 582 Lee Street, the 17th of April. It starts at 12 noon until 2 p.m. If you have need or know of someone who does have need, please mark this on your calendar and share this news. We have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 2 years of experience working for you. Owner Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio, phone 740-262-0939. And I'm sorry, they have been in business 29 years, okay? Not 2 years, but 29 years. And I also have a thought for you today, which I like to start each show off with. And it's titled, "It is said that rest is best." Imagine an ocean of peace and silence and plunge into it. Let your mind relax and enjoy moments of tranquility. Free yourself from wasteful thoughts. This is the best type of rest. That sounds like a pretty good recipe, doesn't it, Anthony?
Yes, it does. Sounds like a good vacation. That's what it sounds like.
It sure does. Now I'm going to turn my attention to my guest today, Anthony Marks. He is a lead multimedia and business consultant of Lionhearted Entertainment, LLC. How you doing today, Anthony?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Great. It's been a while. Seems like it, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I'm getting old. Yes, it is.
So you're getting old. But we're all going that way.
Somebody just told me that, like, 10 minutes ago. I'm so serious. I said the same thing. They told me the same thing.
We're all going that way. Absolutely going that way. Boy, boy, boy. And here we are. This is the 102nd day in the year of 2021. And there remains 263 days in the year.
Wow.
So there's still time to do those little things that we wanted to do and have not done yet. Right?
Right, right, right. And I got a couple of things to tell y'all about that you gotta go do. You gotta go do. Something that Lionhearted Entertainment has begun to do over time. Is we have begun to start business consulting, helping small businesses brand themselves, build themselves. Help them do loans, get through COVID, restructure the financial stability of Marion, Ohio. And since Ms. Linda just got finished saying that we need to get some things done because we still have time, one of the main things you need to do if you have a business is get your PPP loans done. They have extended it until, the 31st of May. So that's all the way to the end of next month. So with that being said, if you need help on it, contact me. If you're trying to figure out how to do it, contact me. If you don't know how to do it, contact me. If you don't know what it is, contact me. If you just want to make sure that you build your business, contact me, and I will help you in every form, fashion, way that I possibly can.
That's good. That's real good. That's real good. So what about a directory? Do we have a directory with black businesses listed in?
Well, technically at the moment, we don't exactly. I know Ms. Dyer and the BBC is trying to work on getting a black directory for the Chamber of Commerce, but I'm also trying to build a directory within our own group of black Marion business. So basically what we're trying to do is gather as many businesses and more importantly build as many businesses as we possibly can right now. And are we doing this at randomness? No, we're trying to make sure that we have all the essentials we need to make sure that our community is able to function. Cause let's just say, hey, today I plan on getting a blackout. I want to do a blackout like we did on that one Tuesday at one time. Let's say we do a blackout. Basically, what a blackout is, you just do nothing but black businesses.
Okay.
Do we have anyone that can cook food? Do you have anywhere you can buy socks, toothpaste, lotions, soap? If you can't buy anything at Walmart or any other businesses, do you have somewhere you can go?
Right.
And that's what I'm really wanting to build. And even with our music and everything else, we can still build that as well because we have more than enough creativity to do it. And that's really what I've been on the kick of this year. Okay. And I think my year goal is to make sure we have as many essentials as needed as possible.
That's good. That's real good. Absolutely. And I know you're working on many, many things, Anthony, and I can't even remember where we left off last time you was here. I know you've been into several things. And one venture I was on with the phone, I think it was like investments and things like that. And I haven't hooked back up with that guy. I don't even know if he called me back. You know, I don't even think so. Sometimes you have so many of those calls coming in, you don't even know who's on it because their name don't pop up, right? So I don't answer a lot of them because they're somebody calling me about some I don't even know anything about,
right?
What is it? The spam.
Yeah. You will have a lot of spam calls and emails.
You gotta
check them though, because let's say with SBA, some of the stuff that I've been trying to get applications done for, I've over time had to go check my spam mail. Like, all right, I haven't seen anything about this. Let me go check. And I see like government contracts and hit me up and everything. I'm like, oh shoot, I might want to answer some of these.
Right. That's true. Cause so much comes so fast on the multimedia.
Oh my gosh.
And I get up in the morning, I already have 50 emails to go through. And I'm like, who am I hooked up to?
But that's the business of business. Like, you want to make sure you put out as much content and much everything as possible so you don't miss anything. Because now everybody's trying to be millions and billionaires, and they want to make sure their business is ahead of the game above everybody else. My teacher said one time in college, he said he had to turn his phone off because he read on his page that basically the way America's set up right now, you will work yourself 24 hours a day without even realizing it.
I believe it. If you have a job, would you have to get up in the morning, get yourself together and all that? Then you have a job to go to and report to. But this phone is your second job.
Yeah.
You know, it takes you 2 or 3 hours to go through all your messages.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Emails, text messages, you know, your Facebook.
My Facebook kills you. It's a wheel.
But it's a way, like you said, to get your social media going, your own personal business. It's all right here.
Yep. But that's the most important part that a person needs to learn about their business. You have everything you need pretty much at your fingertips. You just got to know how to apply it.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah, it is.
Have it in the palm of your hands.
Yep.
Our computers.
Computers, phones, flashlights. You used to have to carry everything in a pack. Now you just carry it in your pocket.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. So what other ventures do you have going on or thinking about possibly you can share with us today?
Well, one of the ventures I'm working on, I apologize, y'all, allergy season. One of the ventures that I'm actually working on at the moment is working into trying to get small businesses where they're certified for government contracts and then winning the government contracts.
Okay, certification, that's big.
Yes. There's millions and millions of dollars set aside for every small business in America, but nobody knows that it's out there because we're not always privy to the information. So with that being said, I have taken upon myself in the time of this economic crisis to try to push the agenda of, one, starting the black business, two, helping minorities. And I'm starting even to branch out even into the lower income communities, too, because, matter of fact, here's a movie, movie time. If you haven't seen this movie, you need to go watch it. It's Judas and the Black Messiah.
Have you seen that?
Oh, my gosh, this movie. So it's... it's so enlightening, let's say it like that.
Okay.
Because it tells you the story of what the Black Panthers actually were. And then on top of that, it actually tells you what we don't know about them. Because we always, the way media and the government set it up, we don't know too much about our history, our past, ourselves. As long as I can keep the knowledge away from you, you'll never know anything.
True.
And if you don't know anything, you can't build on anything.
That's true.
And if you do have somebody that's building, that's an anomaly, so they'll try to stop it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So with Judas and the Black Messiah, I'm not going to tell the movie, but there was a part where the guy that was the Black Messiah, he literally was building a community where it was him, the Latinx community, and also, what was the other one? There was a low-income Brotherhood Nation, or... okay. The right wingers, I guess you would say. He was able to talk to each one of them and get them to understand, like, it's not us that we should be fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we've been doing, going around a circle, keep fighting.
And getting nowhere.
And literally what our lives are supposed to be is, it's supposed to be a straight line.
Right.
Like, if I start here, I'm supposed to be able to fight my way to go forward. But instead, I had to go through so many other turns because there's so many obstacles that already are there before me. But then there are some that are put there before me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to continue to try to build as many small businesses as I possibly can and teach as much as I possibly can build Marion again.
Oh, yeah.
We deserve to have nice homes. The low-income people should be middle class. The middle class should be upper class. The upper class, y'all can do whatever y'all been doing because y'all already good.
keep on.
Yeah.
Keeping up. You know, that's what they're doing because they're not really where we are mentally anyway.
Right.
And it's a mental struggle. Right. So, you know, it takes a change. And we've been talking about change in this ladies group and it starts with a changed mind and a changed heart.
Yes it does.
You know, and those are the things that we need to work on as individuals before you can even come together and work with a group of people.
You're completely right about that, because like if you get a change of heart, let's say, all right, Mary gets a change of heart, we build a structure, I just got finished saying.
Mm-hmm.
We build it. Now you have more outlets to everything you want. Your kids need something to do, you can go there. You got something for them to do. You need better health care, you got better health care.
Right.
Insurance is affordable. Houses are affordable.
Right.
Shoot, food is affordable and not old when you finally get it.
Right. That's a good thing, too. Absolutely. Yeah. And we was dealing with that with the not your actual grocery stores, food pantries.
Yeah.
And they had food that was already past the date that the store could sell it, and you may get something with mildew or something on it, or you got to eat it that day.
Yeah.
You know, so, and those also were obstacles to a lot of people. A lot of that food still ended up in the trash, you know, because it was too far gone.
Even with me, I've learned, like, I had a onion plant that I've been growing.
Okay.
My wife been telling me to throw it away. I'm just joking. I love you, Jackie. But honestly, like, what I end up doing is I start growing an onion plant that my wife had left behind. It was withering up. I said, let me see if I can do something with it and see if I can come to life. So over time, I just kept building it and kept working with it and watering it, changing out the cup it was in and everything. Because I was doing it like a hydroponic. Mm-hmm. What ended up happening is the plant really started growing real, real bad black mold.
Okay.
I'm like, why is it, we don't have any black mold in the house like that.
Right, right.
And like, you know, I'm sitting here like looking, searching, trying to see what else is rotting around the house. And the house ain't rotting away. It's the food itself that's rotting away inside of our house. I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to take care of this plant, change out the water and everything. And I left it in there for a long period of time, and now I got this. So that lets you know the food we're eating, it already has problems that's already, like, happening to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe that. I believe that. And because of the preservatives and all that stuff they put in it, you know, it doesn't last as long as it used to back in the day. You know, right now, if you cook something, you better put it in the refrigerator when you're finished with it. Because the next morning, it's not going to be any good.
No. And that's not the way that's not the way that God intended it when he grew the fruits and the vegetables on the earth for us to eat.
Right.
So it's a multiple of things that I really want to work with a team of a lot of people to actually work on. Because I'm starting to get connected to a lot of different organizations and people. And people who are trying to grow enough to learn things, too. And I've learned a great deal of things too because of my family's I guess heritage of getting angry about something. You just can't tell me I can't do anything. I think I get that partly from my mom's dad and a bit from my mom as well, because my mom would tell you in a heartbeat, like, listen, if I got my mind set on something and then God tells me to do the same thing and I'm smart enough to actually learn and prosper from it, then by all means, I'm going to be honest with you. You just can't tell me no. You just can't tell me I can't go do it. I don't care how old I am. You just can't tell me I can't do it.
So I'm not going to receive that, right? I'm going to try it anyway.
Yeah. Because let's be honest about it. We got one life. We have one opportunity to try to do as much as we can. And if you want to talk about ministry, especially with ministry, we're supposed to be doing the work of God, and that's to help many of God's children the way that he sees fit as possible.
Right.
By he sees fit, that's going within it, the ways of his holiness and not going into the ways of unrighteousness or sin. Because some people try to help people that way, and you get lost that way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what we end up having to do is we're having to, well, I'm definitely having to, too. I'm going to speak for myself before I speak for anybody else. It's asking God for the direction. How do I go? What do I need to do? Wherever I go, can you place the people in my path and direction that I need to go in with? Because I know I can't possibly do everything by myself.
Oh, no. No way. No way. Nor should we have to.
Should.
As many people, like you say, you're connected to or can be connected to, why should we have to do these things alone?
Right.
And if you do, you're ready. You have to prepare your mind for that.
Yeah, you really have to.
And then maybe some people will come along later.
Yes, ma'am.
But you can't let it stop you. You have to go forward.
And I think that's what us as the black community really needs to continue to focus on. Not saying that we're always stuck in the past type thing. No, I'm not saying that, as some organizations have said in the past about us. But more importantly, I think that we need to continue to be progressive with each other.
True.
If I know you got something going on, let me spend the black dollar with you. If you got something going on and you see I'm trying to do something on the side and you know that you can use my services, all right, let me spend it with you. That is the definition of the black dollar cycling in the community.
Right.
I think I was watching Killer Mike, who I'm really starting to really, really look up to, because he's actually from my city that I'm from in Atlanta.
Killer Mike?
Killer Mike. Yeah, he's from Adamsville, and I'm from Adamsville, Atlanta, Georgia as well.
Okay.
What Killer Mike ended up doing was he made a show. It's very graphic, so I'm going to tell you right now, it should only be adults watching it. But he made some very valid points. So if you can pull the lessons from it, it actually makes you think, like, why can't I do this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, one episode, he got the Crips and the Bloods. Like, he got the Crips to make their own soda. said, okay. All right, let's see if we can get some of y'all out of violence and everything, and let's see if we can actually work with y'all on marketing and all this other stuff. So he even helped them make their own soda and brand it. And then he got a group of bloods to do the same thing.
Okay.
And then they got together. Because a lot of people don't understand, like, when you talk about the Crips and Bloods, they were just like the Black Panthers at one time.
Mm-hmm.
They were all about community activism.
Right.
They were basically there to protect the community from all the police that were there, that were basically beating down our doors, kicking in our houses, messing up our restaurants and our industries and all that stuff that we were trying to grow, and they were basically taking money from us at one time, because a lot of them were ran by the mob, or they were doing things on their own little side hustle. So we had to figure out some way within the Black community how to protect ourselves.
Right.
Which ended up becoming the Black Panthers and the Crips and the Bloods and the gangs that were actually starting to become like organized. It wasn't always like, oh yeah, we're going to get the fast life, fast money, all about the women and all that stuff. It was literally protect the neighborhood.
Right.
If I see a young brother out there that's going the wrong way, let me go talk to him real quick.
Right.
Let him know we might have to beat you up, but
you got to get yourself together.
You got to get yourself together. And I think if I was ever building a city, I would use those people or that those organizations to police the city. Because if everybody can get on the same mindset that we have to protect what's ours, or more importantly, not just protect what's ours, but help build each other and continue to, what's the word I'm looking for? Not grow, but I want to say connect with.
Evolve.
Yeah, let's go with that. That too. Let's go with that. If we can get to the point where we can look at each other, connect to each other, evolve with one another, we literally would be an unstoppable force. I ain't talking about to take over America, nothing like that. Ain't nobody trying to do that.
Right.
We're trying to do like Frederick Douglass. I see what the amendments say. I see what the Constitution say. I'm not against it. I just think some things need to be fixed in it.
Right. Right.
So I can live and exist within the very world that you brought me into.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's literally what we're all trying to do. We're trying to make America a better place for all of us, not just some of us, all of us.
All of us.
That's the ultimate plan.
Yeah, after all these years, you'd think it wouldn't be so hard, but...
It should be as hard as it is, but the only way you can get it to change, if you start, one, change the laws. Two, changing the communities that are having to abide in these laws.
Now, someone said, we don't need to change laws. We just need to abide by the laws we have or enforce them. Is that true?
Now, I can't always say that, because some of the laws were actually created to be against us in the first place, and they're still using some of the tactics of what the law says to keep going against us.
Right.
I would like to walk down the street and not be stared at by police.
Right.
I look like the normal Black American. I wear glasses. I have dreads. Sometimes my pants might sag, not because of my choice. I just can't find my belt.
right.
But if I'm going somewhere, I'm always having a direction that I'm heading in. If I'm walking somewhere, if I'm driving, I would like to not always be stared down.
It's your color.
Right.
It's your color.
Like, I even talked to a friend of mine one time, and I was telling him about planning things, about something I wanted to do and an organization I wanted to build. And he was like, hey, whoa. I'm like, what was the problem? He was like, you're not going to grow anything, are you? I'm like, what you mean grow? Yeah, like fruits and vegetables, what are you talking about? He's like, you know what I'm talking about, the grow thing. I'm like, man, just because... I say, I love you, though, bro. If I didn't love you, I probably would punch it for you. How you going to just assume? Right. Like, yeah, but then that's...
Everything's negative, you know?
And a lot of people try to blame it on our media. Like, okay, this is what you portray yourself in songs and movies and all that type of stuff that you bring, the clothes you wear and stuff like that. But you got to understand, somebody's selling these clothes.
Somebody's selling them.
Somebody making these movies.
Somebody's making movies. Somebody's making songs, you know.
Uh-huh. Somebody's behind all this stuff, pushing all this money for whatever image it is that we're having. So, is it all me, or is it something else you don't see yet either?
Right.
So, it's like, at the end of the day, when you really look at what's going on, we just have to, I pray we can find common ground. If we can't, then I just pray that we keep building.
I do too. I think Society needs that. I think our towns and our states, I think our country needs that. I mean, we have always, maybe not worked together, but worked.
We always built this nation,
you know. Skyscrapers, bridges, and all those things, you know. Communities.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So many communities.
Yeah, communities. So, it shouldn't be that I should be in a depressed area because, you know, because, and you know, that really threw me when they was telling me that behind the tracks on the West End, they consider that area depressed. I'm like, depressed?
But why should it be depressed? It's, right. It's none of us that actually have small businesses, have know-how, have jobs, have time, have effort.
Yeah.
Why can't we go down there? Okay, if it's a depressed area or a drug infested area, why can't we take our community back? Why can't we sit down and actually? It sounds like I need to run for politics.
yeah, that too.
But if we actually see all these bad things happening, why is it that we can't go in and fix it? Matter of fact, I got a story behind that. When you get a chance, okay. Yeah, go ahead and tell it.
Yeah.
All right, sure. All right, you can tell me nothing. Okay, tell a story. See, Pastor Jackie, you're right. Some of it need to be changed. Some of the laws need to be changed. Now, I will say this. Like, the story goes like this. When I was living in Groves, Texas, that's where was right next to Port Arthur. Both of them got flooded out when Hurricane Harvey happened. But before all that happened, it was a little neighborhood across the street that, at the church that I was going to, one of the guys there, he said, "Hey, Brother Anthony." I said, "Hey, how you doing?" Mm-hmm. He said, "Where you live at?" I told him where I lived at. He said, "Man, that's a little rough area over there, isn't it?" I said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" He said, there's a lot of stuff happening over there. And it wasn't nothing against his character or who he is. It's just that he knows to stay out of trouble. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm one of the people. I got into the streets one time. I used to bang in the streets. I've sold drugs in the streets. Mm-hmm. I'm reformed now. Not just reformed. I'm changed by Christ.
Right.
So now I'm like, okay, if there's a problem somewhere in the place that I live at, why can't I go fix it? Right. So I used to go over there and pray with the people. I used to knock on every single unit. Them people still tell you, if they see me, some of them might be mad because they ain't see me after the flood.
Right.
But I knocked on every single door, and I would do that every weekend or every 2 weeks, every biweekly or every weekend. I'd knock on every door, and I'll go talk to them. I invite them to the church. I say, "Hey, do you want prayer right now?" I said, or if you just want to talk, let's just talk.
Right.
And they used to get everything off their chest. They get prayer at the same time. Have some jokes real quick. Mm-hmm. Make sure they're okay. Just having somebody know that somebody else cares about them.
True.
And it changed. It changed. I think the church really stepped in when, which was the First Assembly of God. They really stepped in when I was doing the usual rounds and there was a huge fight out there. I even reached out to Reach Records, which is a Christian hip-hop organization. Well, they're actually like a record label, but they're still an organization, too, where they help minister on the side as well.
Right.
After the huge fight happened, I was like, okay, is there a way that I can help them? Can y'all help me help them from this happening? And the guys at the church from First Assembly of God, they came out there with me. They was like, "All right, brother, we got you all the way, Anthony. We're going to walk with you. We're going to talk to the people. We're going to pray. We going to let you be out here by yourself, brother."
Right.
And that was a real proud moment for me because it went from, okay, there's a problem to like, "Hey, Brother Anthony, we see that you're out here doing this. We heard what happened. You told us what happened. I feel like we need to be out here helping." And that was a change. They got to connect to the people I got connected to. If any of them were nervous, they had me with them. And they also had numbers with them as well.
Right.
So at any point, you see something going on in your neighborhood you don't like, get with the people. Start a neighborhood watch.
Neighborhood watch. You're right. Come together.
Yeah.
We can change some things, you know.
We can do it. We literally can do it. At no age should you ever feel like you're useless and you can't do anything.
True.
Like, We can do it. We can.
Gonna have to. And just like I said, you know, if no one goes with you, you have to go alone. And see, people came right alongside you to help you because they saw you out there doing something positive for the people and bringing people together. And who would not want to be a part of that, you know?
I don't know. There's some people out there that would like to be contradictory to it, but at the end of the day, it's only so much you can fight.
True.
On both sides, whether it be good or bad.
Right.
Like, on the good side, like, okay, there's only so much I can do by myself. That's when everybody else got to come help you. And on the bad side, it's like, there's only so much good you can fight before you had to kind of, like, collapse on it. What's good is happening.
Right. But I kind of feel like we're at a point in history.
Yeah.
That, yes. We don't have much of a choice other than come together and try to do some things, you know. I just, even though we want to train and teach our children, our grandchildren, you know, these school-age children right now, like my grandson getting ready to graduate in a year or so, you know, we need to share things with them, our history, our expectations, you know, our aspirations for the future, and see where they are, because we can't lead them blindly.
Yep.
You know, even though they're seeing some things and hearing some things, but they may not be as involved with those things as we are.
Right. I think Killer Mike said it too. He was at he said this at several conferences. He said, "Listen, you tell my kids they gotta get out here, get prepared for war. But you ain't out here chopping nobody in the neck, teaching anybody kung fu, teaching them how to hunt, teaching them how to fish, how to survive if everything went south, how to plan for things like that. If you can't teach yourself how to do those things, then you can't really teach my kids, and you can't ask my kids to go out there and go die for you. Like, I'm not going to tell my kids to go do that."
Right.
So I took from that, I was like, okay, if that's the case, then I need to be out here in the trenches. I need to be out here talking to the people. I need to be knowing what's going on. I need people to know who my face is. I don't care if we have an awkward conversation at first. At least that conversation should lead to later on, like, okay, I know him. Maybe he can help me in some way.
Yes.
Maybe we can build. Maybe we can teach. Like, mm-hmm. I worked diligently with Johnny Jackson on several different programs to help the youth around Marion build. Like, his Harambe program is excellent. And then we have Bay as well that we're working on as well.
Okay.
Bay is Black Agriculture and Economics.
Okay, so that has to do with the garden and all that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That has to do with the garden and the housing situation. Okay. But we'll get to that, you know, on another conversation another day. Me and Johnny, we saw a huge need within Marion, and we know the kids need to learn as much as possible. Just in case if anything ever does happen again. Because COVID is bad, but there are things out there that are worse.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that could have been worse.
Yeah.
Thank God for his grace. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. His mercy, because, wow. Because
we hadn't hit the second wave in a long time. You know, we still hit it now, but we haven't hit it yet.
No, but I hear, you know, it's springing up over here, you know, getting out of control. And
yeah, because that's
like, wow.
People lifting up the bands off of taking off face masks. People are, you know, some people don't want to take shots. I'm one of the people, I don't want to take a shot, but eventually I'll take one if I got to, because I got to travel anyway. But still, I want to start looking into also herbal remedies. I don't want to just have to take medication where I don't know what the medication is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm taking, what I'm putting in my body. My body ain't used to this. Let me start getting on something that actually looks like I can chew it. Cause like recently, I got tested for COVID just to make sure. They told me I got bronchitis. Mm-hmm. And I had already bought some home remedy from a young lady that I work with. What is her name? Her name is Chiquita Hollins. She makes home remedies and stuff like that too.
Okay.
And the medication that she gave me basically is like an elderberry elixir that she makes personally from herself. And then she told me to drink a lot of water because it's going to flush all the mucus out of you. It's going to dry it up, so you got to flush it out.
Right.
So the doctor, when I told him what was going on, and they tested me, and then they say, oh, you got bronchitis. We're going to give you a cough syrup that flushes the mucus out of you. You got to drink a lot of water. I'm like, well, shoot, it's the same thing. I argued with my wife about an hour about it. She said, you better. I understand.
That's
you want to take care
though.
Of me.
You know, they got narcotics.
I'm good on that. I don't need to see it back in my eyelids.
You know, it depends on what's going on in your body.
Yeah.
And like phlegm and stuff like that, it will cut that up, you know, make it easier to breathe and swallow and things like that. you have to be almost dead for them to prescribe it to you. But being an adult, and I know I've been so sick with that bronchitis before, you know. But I can say this. Somehow, I did not get sick this year with the cold.
That is a blessing. That is a blessing.
And I think it had to do with the mask. Wearing the mask.
You know what? That does make a very good point, though. I mean, I think I got like that because we was at water park for like about
every
a week.
Year I get sick like that. Every really? Year. Bad.
Well, you come to me next time. If that ever happens again, you come to me. I can go point you in the right direction. But honestly, I take the stuff, young lady stuff. Before I took it, I didn't have a voice. I couldn't even talk. And you, you know, when you had set the appointment, I was like, all right, cool. And then like a week later, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then I was like, all right. So she sent it to me. I said, all right, cool. So I drank it on the first day. I think I drank way too much. But I drank it on the first day and it cleared my voice up. I'm like, oh, snap, that's my voice.
Wow, good.
And then I just kind of periodically take it like she told me to take it, which my measurements are bad, but
wow,
I periodically take it.
She has a gift then.
Yes, she does. She does.
She's making medicine.
Yes, she does.
Wow.
And she should definitely make some money with that medicine too.
Does she have her own store or anything?
Yes, she does.
Well, good.
Yes, she does. I buy soap from her too.
Okay.
All natural soap. Oh my gosh, that soap smells so good. My wife hasn't given me one complaint about being musty or none of that since I've been using the soap. I don't
really?
Tell her that all the time.
Right, work up. Yeah.
She be like,
"Well, you're smelling so good."
Yeah, huh? She sometimes she look at me like, "What you got a new cologne on?" I'm like, "Yep."
She needs her own store.
Yeah, she does. She does. And eventually, I'm hoping we can continue to partner up enough where the businesses she's helping, because she has a website where she's helping a conglomerate of businesses at one time. Like, they're sending her products. She's selling them. She might make some money off of it, I guess.
Right.
I don't know how she got it set up, but she's working with a number of people who are vending. I'm even trying to get Monique Pritt to do the same thing with her because she has a new business out doing body butter.
Okay. I did see that on Facebook. I did.
Uh-huh.
I did.
I just recently talked to her about opening up her business, and she's ready. I said, so, okay, you should definitely talk to this young lady. If they connect, and Monique should be selling a lot of body butter because there's a lot of traffic that goes through that site.
Right.
And as the girl grows, that more traffic goes through.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure I'm helping her survive. And that's the main thing. If there's small businesses out there that are having a hard time surviving, like myself, like, I want to make sure that I'm good. If I'm good, I can teach you how to be good. I'm going to do the same thing with you.
So have you heard anything about the farmer's market? Are they going to continue that during the summer? Because, you know, like last summer, they were meeting like every Thursday. People brought their homemade products out there and sold them. And that could be a start for someone.
It could.
They continue that.
I think the last thing I heard was at the BBC meeting where there was a conflict in time about something, but the farmer's market was still happening then, too. So I think they are going to try to continue it. If they don't, I think we can definitely do something for our community to get it going.
Right.
It ain't nothing but to start. Ain't nothing to just start the whole program, get the DJ out there, get some equipment out there, get some people to rally up, get together. Because we did that on Juneteenth. My wife and her friends did that on Juneteenth. At the Juneteenth celebration protests at Martin Luther King Park. What was it? Last year.
2020.
I told you I'm getting old.
Time is just moving so fast.
Yes, it is.
You know, we're barely moving, but time is not waiting on us. It has gone. Like I opened up. This is April.
Yeah.
The fourth month of the year. Now, you're talking about Juneteenth. You're only talking about
2 months. Is it really 2 months? Oh, shoot. Yeah, it really is. I look forward to that celebration again. We might, I don't know, they might try to do it in a building this time. They might not. I don't know. If we do it on live like we did last time, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That was a show I will always remember because that was like my first little thing with Marion. Yeah.
Right. And then your pop-up art you did in the Lincoln Park. Now, are you going to do that again?
Every August, Black August, the first or the second week of August. I'm going to talk to Johnny so we can set it up and get planned out like we used to do. But every August, we're doing something for Black August. So always be anticipating that. And that is going to end up becoming a very major thing when the time comes.
Absolutely. Flyers and all that good stuff.
Oh, my gosh. It just ain't going to be
Facebook,
Marion.
Facebook, blow it up.
Oh, yes. It ain't going to just be Marion. I'm going to see if I can try to get this thing to be worldwide.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. It's going to be... It's Black August, Black Renaissance. We're doing it. Unaligned Hearted Entertainment.
Well, that's good.
Look for us.
We need something like that. A couple of weeks ago, I went to Delaware to that cookout thing they had, which was nice. Had a lot of vendors out there and Jamaican food and stuff like that. I really enjoyed it. My daughter and I went, and people had their masks on. They did their social distances, but the event still went on.
Right.
And a lot of people were there and participated, you know. So why couldn't we do something like that right here in Marion?
Well, actually, there are a couple of events that are going to happen.
Okay.
One is being in the planning and making. It's going to be like a old school versus new school hip hop dance off. We're going to get the young kids out here, see what they got. Get the old heads that still got a little something left in them. Who still got some good in their knees.
Yeah.
And we're going to see. And we can show up a couple of things. But it's going to be basically like kind of like a protest for mental health.
Okay.
Because all of us, we still been locked up in the house. And, like, we're starting to get out the house a little bit more now. But it's like, we at least got to have something where we can breathe for a second, keep social distance with each other, and make sure that we're not, you know, rubbing shoulders with each other. But enough to have fun and show the kids they don't really know nothing with their little dance.
When it comes down to us, I'm like, we're going to show them out, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Them up.
if they let me on that dance floor, some of them kids going to be like, man, that old dude, like, he can dance for real. I don't even know why he even got up there to stand up against them. Like, I should have let him go.
Oh, wow.
But another...
Hello, caller.
Hello there.
Hello.
This is Mike Wilson.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi there. Are we on the air?
Yes.
Okay. I'm running behind a few minutes and was going to ask if you could stick around for just like 5 minutes until I get there.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I'll see you in just a little bit.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye. All right, this is the next person coming in after me. So.
That's all right. Big man had to call in. He like, I need you to stay 5 more minutes. That means your ratings get high. That's what it means.
This cuts off in 3 minutes regardless.
That's all good. What I would say, something about something. But yeah,
about,
like,
the kids, getting them out to dance and type of thing.
We got a dance off going on. Breeshin, who I want to use for the DJ, who I am going to use for the DJ, he had a beach bash going on to advertise his DJing and cooking skills. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, so you basically bring, his name is James St. Patrick on Facebook. So you can find him on there, hit him up. Say, hey, James said, Patrick, I heard Tyreek was tripping. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, but honestly, you can just say, hey, Breeshin, what kind of meat do I kind of bring? Because all he asks is, you bring whatever meat you want, they'll cook it. And on top of that, what they'll do is just bring a side, and boom, you're good to go.
Oh, that sounds like fun. It really does.
So that's supposed to be in Delaware. Stay in contact with me, and I will be able to tell y'all exactly what time and date, because he sent me the invite. I just got to find it again and get him to send it to me again.
Right. Yeah, well, it's summer's coming. Lord bless and say the same.
Yes, ma'am.
Can't stop it, right?
No, ma'am.
It's coming.
No, ma'am. We just going to enjoy it the whole way.
We've already turned the clocks up an hour, and we're still wearing our masks and social distancing, so we're really getting ready to enjoy the summer. I think some things have already been canceled, like the fair. I'm not sure, but I've heard that. Somewhere.
If the fair shuts down, then I think what we can do is just sit down with some group of people and start planning some events.
Like, yeah, something to do.
Yeah, if they want to shut that down, that's cool. Y'all can shut down as a county, but we can do some things as a city.
That's true. Absolutely. Sure can. Oh, yeah. We got all these new businesses downtown, restaurants, so should be able to do something to keep people busy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see. We are out of time. Let me put this pitch in there. Singles Conference this Saturday, April 17th, 9 a.m. to 4 at the Gathering Place. Donation $15. That's 1300 Mount Vernon Avenue in Marion, Ohio. So hopefully people will still be able to come. We have been blowing this up for the past month. So it's still happening. It's still going on. So they are social distancing during that time too. So go ahead and do that. Anthony, thank you for coming. Sharing with us your business and your aspirations for the future and helping us wrap our minds around, you know, doing something greater for the summer for everyone. So thank you. I'll have you back again in the future. Also, thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't know anything about it, and it all came down that way. Do you wish you had said, yes, I know about it on December 9th, or had reported it earlier?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure that you have all the dots connected there. But if you ask, do I wish throughout the course of the entire situation that we would have made some different decisions, you know, without a doubt. But I'm not sure you have it exactly right.
What did I have incorrect? I want to be correct with this.
Oh, you know, that's for, you know, that's for you to try to figure out and you know, for you to know or not know, but, you know, it came down the way it did.
To former Ohio State Marching Band Director, John Waters.
From what I understand, the defamation lawsuit is a million-dollar lawsuit. I think that's what's been reported. Who knows if that's correct or not. But if they said, John, we made a mistake just like you said, come on back, would you drop the lawsuit?
Yeah, you know, we'd have to consider all the, you know, all the pros and cons, because there's been a lot of water over the dam, so to speak. But you know, if they would say, yeah, come on back, you know, let's let cooler heads prevail, absolutely, I would get rid of the lawsuit. You know, this was, the lawsuit was just a means by which we could open the conversation with the university. And you know, as again I say, that all I have is my honor and my word and my reputation, and that's what I'm fighting for. And certainly in doing so, I'm fighting for the reputations of all those alums and students who've been you know, misrepresented by this whole thing.
Being that this is a defamation lawsuit, obviously you feel they have defamed you in some way. When people see John Waters today, what do you think the interpretation is because of what went down?
You know, I think, and it's borne out every time I walk into the grocery store or you know, in public, you know, people say, you got the short end of the stick. You were the scapegoat. You know, person after person tells me that.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address
400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services anywhere in Mid or Central Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. Marge Hazelwood has led a life of service. She worked as a professor at The Ohio State University at Marion for over 50 years and served on many boards such as Junior Service Guild to help give back to the Marion community.
I'm the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and you're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, now with two scoops of raisins.
Hi, this is Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. In conjunction with WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, we're reminding you that during the COVID-19 pandemic, that it is best to keep your distance 6 feet apart from each other at all times. Wash your hands with soap and warm water as often as possible, and stop buying all the toilet paper. Remember, we are all in this together.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place.
Friend Scott Spears, Monday through Friday from 12:10 until 2 p.m. right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
I'm the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, reminding you not to forget to catch Adam Lepp on Monday, 10:10 a.m. till 11 a.m. with Mid-Morning Coffee Break right here on 107.1 FM WWGH.
Ted listens, and so should you. Also, talk today's top and trendy technology topics with me, Adam, every Tuesday and Thursday between 2:10 and 3 p.m. on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Aqua Ohio's Marion Division will conduct water main flushing in the Marion County Service Area Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and midnight. No interruptions in water service will occur as a result of the flushing, but customers may notice a drop in water pressure or temporary water discoloration. If possible, customers should refrain from doing laundry to avoid possible staining while the flushing is taking